Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 152 of Beyond the Supernatural. The insanity section continues on this page with a whole lot of shit about trauma and what constitutes trauma and what kind of insanities you get from different trauma that we've already talked about before back in Heroes Unlimited. That's not what I want to talk about today. Today, an illustration on this page gives me an occasion to talk about a grievance I've been nursing for a while about this game. I'm not sure I want to talk about it at length, but I gotta say my piece. Before that, I want to do a quick shout out today. I've been holding on to this for a few episodes because I wanted to wait for the right moment. And today, it's appropriate because one of the reasons I enjoy Palladium games in general and Beyond the Supernatural in particular is that I got big nostalgia feelings about the 90s, as the listener has no doubt picked up. I'm a big fan of 90s media. I really like that feel in my gaming. I like Beyond the Supernatural more when it hits that and less when it departs from that or when it fails to give me something I wanted in my craving for nostalgic material. And it is that craving for nostalgic material that makes me particularly grateful to a listener, Casey McKenzie, who, upon hearing me talk about katanas some pages ago, bought me a PDF copy of Katanas and Trenchcoats, Episode 1, Welcome to Darkest Vancouver, Premium Edition. It is a role-playing game by Ryan Macklin. I am just now cracking it open, but I'm so looking forward to going through it. It's a game that I've heard about. It's exactly the aesthetic that I'm into. It's cheesy, but I enjoy it. It's always so much fun to get a brand new role-playing game and really spend time slowly delving into it. That's the way that I like to slowly devour a new role-playing game, like a spider liquefying a fly. Sorry, I may still have bugs on the brain. That's how I like to read a role-playing game. I cannot wait to do that, and I will update you, dear listener, as I read more of Katanas and Trenchcoats, because I think there's a lot of crossover appeal with Beyond the Supernatural. But once again, thank you to Casey McKenzie. You have fed the beast that is my 90s nostalgia. You know who has not fed that beast? At least on this page? The author of Beyond the Supernatural. The author of Beyond the Supernatural has whetted my appetite, has cruelly teased me with a delicious but ridiculously small-portioned appetizer, but the author has not sated my hunger. On this page, there is an illustration. I'm going to put it on Instagram. It depicts some kind of weird worm monster, but more importantly, it depicts goddamn greys. Aliens, like X-Files aliens. And if it weren't for this illustration and the fact that this book's goddamn cover features not quite Dana Scully and not quite Fox Mulder, if it weren't for those art choices, you wouldn't know there were even supposed to be aliens in this game. But there are supposed to be aliens in this game, and they are not here. They are severely underrepresented. When's the last time we read anything in this book about UFOs, alien beings, conspiracies to cover up extraterrestrial involvement in Earth? I know that shit's out there. It's the Palladium Megaverse. Why aren't we talking about it? It is so important to the source material of this game. Obviously, the X-Files is a huge influence on a lot of this game, right? The whole Negapsychic class, the aforementioned art choice on the cover, there's a ufology skill, you got your conspiracies, your government cover-ups, the well-manicured man's well-manicured fingerprints are all over this game. But it's not just the X-Files. When you look at the other 90s source material for Beyond the Supernatural, other Trenchcoat horror, there were alien beings and planets in Alan Moore's Swamp Thing run, therefore connected to John Constantine. Buffy had aliens. I don't know if they ever showed up in the series, but they were in the comic series. Highlander 2. You're not going to hear me talk much about Highlander 2 in the normal course of events, but for the record, Highlander 2, there are aliens in Highlander. The Cthulhu mythos deals with aliens. They're all over the source material. This game is all set up to deal with them, and then aliens nowhere to be found. But you know, it's something more specific than lacking aliens that bothers me about this. Role-playing games are free not to feature aliens, despite the fact that I like them, despite the fact that everyone likes them. A role-playing game is free not to include aliens. You know, no one elected me RPG trope czar because they lack vision. But this game doesn't just lack aliens, it is faking the funk. It is faking the intergalactic funk. Because it's displaying all the trappings, it's displaying all the X-Files stuff, and it's got an illustration like this with greys on it. And where are the greys, I ask you? It sure feels like I should be able to create a character who is like a Fox Mulder type who wants to believe specifically in aliens. Like, I think Mulder would have been interested in demons, but they weren't his specialty. You know, like, I feel like I could create a UFO enthusiast with a high ufology score and a lab set up to test for all kinds of extraterrestrial stuff, someone who believes in psychic aliens, all that seems like it should fit in this game. All that's missing is the goddamn aliens, who I could be forgiven for thinking were in this game, since here's a picture of some on page 152. In fact, ironically, some of the most detailed treatment given to aliens and other sort of mysterious paranormal phenomena that are not demon or ghost related is in the negapsychic section, with all these like bullshit rationalizations of why those things don't exist, without any countervailing evidence that they do exist elsewhere in the book. So like, we're left with the possibility that maybe the negapsychic, who is absolutely wrong about demons, is straight up correct about like aliens and Bigfoot and the Bermuda Triangle, because this game doesn't tell us otherwise. So that's the dumbest thing in this page, is that it promises aliens and does not deliver, when there is such great opportunity here to do something so interesting with psionics, with this trench coat horror version of the Megaversal setting, with your character classes, with your skills. There's so many great potentials here that are missed because this game seems like it should have aliens, but doesn't. I mean, I would have even accepted, like, if this game had pulled a Delta Green and said, well, there are aliens, but only because some other kind of creature presents itself as standard conspiracy sci-fi aliens. Like, there are grays, but grays are like fungus puppets manipulated by the Mego, who are the actual extraterrestrial threat. Then sure, you know, you could have aliens are actually from some other plane that is, you know, demonic or demon adjacent. You know, that's not as good. I think that straight up extraterrestrials are an underused role-playing game antagonist. But, you know, it would have been fine. At least it would have been something. If I'm playing a ufologist or a diehard conspiracy theorist, there would have been somebody to abduct me. At the end of the day, I would have got kidnapped. That's all I want. Anyway, speaking of wishing I could be kidnapped, join me tomorrow as we endure one more day of the insanity section before an extended dive into the Z-Files on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.